Kelly Copeland. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. 2017 is Kenneth Copeland Ministries' 50th year of ministry. We want to say thank you, partners. As a family, as a ministry, as partners, we have together preached the uncompromised Word of God, as the Lord told Dad, from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle. That Word has brought freedom and peace to millions of people all over the world. In today's broadcast, my dad will tell us how faith grows when you speak the Word. It's that simple. We don't need to complicate it. In fact, when we complicate it, we mess things up. I want to encourage you today to listen with your heart. You know, I love to let Jesus diagnose me. And so today, just as you sit listening to this teaching, be sure to let Jesus show you what's going on in your life, show you something new, show you what you need to be saying. Coming up next are some milestones from KCM's 50 years of ministry. Then I'll be back to pray with you after the message.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries celebrates 50 years of ministry.
There is no price too big, no effort too great, no job too hard for our God to reach our children. And whatever we must do, we're going to reach our kids. Praise God. We are the communication generation. I'll tell you, we're going to be held responsible by God Almighty for having all of this technology that He's provided for us to get the Word of God into our hearts and into our minds and into our mouths. Amen.
Romans 12:3. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God hath dealt to every man among you the measure of faith. Every born-again believer, according to Ephesians 2:8, we are saved by grace through faith, which is what? The gift of God. God gave you, or God dealt that measure of faith to you and to me. How? We heard the Word concerning Jesus. We believed it. Thank God, and faith came. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. Now, you received exactly the same measure of faith that I received. Exactly the same measure. God is not a respecter of persons, and He started us all off with exactly the same measure of faith. Amen. Brother Copeland, I just need more faith. No. No, not really. You need to strengthen and grow the measure you have. Well, Bill, I'll tell you what I need. I need some more muscles, man. More muscles? I mean, are you short? No, but I just need. I need two arms. That's what I need. No, dumb. You don't need. Excuse me. You don't need two arms. You need to do something with the one you got. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Strengthen them. Strengthen them. Jesus' own disciples said, increase our faith. He said, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you'd plant it. Plant what you have. Use what you have. Sow what you have. It'll grow. Hallelujah. You remember that the Apostle Paul said, your faith groweth exceedingly. Amen. Some people have never done anything with their faith. Some are just now finding out they have some. Amen. And the problem is faith grows by words. Faith is fed by words. And being a doer of the word and not just a hearer only is the exercise that strengthens faith. It comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Faith always comes. It comes automatically. You don't have to help it along. But you do have to be feeding on the Word and not some religious idea.
Amen.
Amen. Soul food is not just... you know, black-eyed peas and cornbread, which that's pretty good, but that, you know. But the mind, the soul, the mind and the intellectual and emotional part of you must be renewed by the Word. But it must be fed. Every living thing, God created every living thing on this planet to need nourishment. And He's provided the nourishment for every living thing. Amen. Now, there is nourishment for the spirit or the heart of man. Now, when the Bible's referring to believing with the heart, it's not talking about your blood pump. You couldn't believe with your physical heart any more than you could your spleen. Or, you know, your gallbladder or something. I mean, I believe in my liver. No. It's talking about the reason it's called the heart is because it's the control center. You talk about the heart of a subject. It's the most important thing about it. You talk about the heart of a tree, the center of that tree where the life of the tree is centered. The heart of man is the hidden man of the heart, the spirit being. Trust God with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. The understanding is the intellectual part of a person. Now, that part needs to be fed, but it needs to be fed intellectual food, not intellectual candy. Amen. And you feed the spirit man on the Word of God, not religion. Now, when you feed the soul with proper intellectual food, and I'm going to say most of it, a diet on the Word of God. Put the Word of God first place before you go into other areas of using and training the intellect. Yeah. Amen. Because an intellectual person that doesn't know God is uneducated. You don't know God, you're uneducated, brother. Amen. But proper education for the soul produces a strength called willpower. You get strong in your mind and your will and your emotions, and you get strong there. You're not a mental weakling, and therefore your physical body is not weak. But what about the spirit man? Oh, my. The spirit man feeds on spirit food. The physical man feeds on physical food, food of like kind. Yes. The soul or the intellectual part feeds on intellectual food, food of a like kind. The spirit man feeds on God's word. Jesus said, "My words are spirit and they are life." Amen. And faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So when the spirit man, a strong spirit of a man, will sustain him in times of trouble and bodily pain. Amen. That's scripture. So, but when the spirit man is feeding on spirit food, which is the word of God, not religion. Religion is spiritual candy. And it don't work. You have to memorize religion. Because it doesn't work. Amen. You just have to really remember how this thing works. Because it doesn't produce. Well, I'm not going any further than that. But faith is the spiritual force produced in the human heart by the Word of God. Hallelujah. Isn't that good? Amen. And it is called the Word of God in the book of James is called the perfect law of liberty. You shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. It will make you free. There was a young preacher years ago that later became a very, very good friend of ours. But he came to my mother's prayer group. And, oh, listen, my mother could be tough on you, brother. And she started a prayer group, and it gets so big, you couldn't, on Monday nights, you couldn't get anywhere close to her house. And after about a couple of years, they'd turn it into a church, and she'd turn it over to a pastor and wait 2 or 3 years and start another one. Church after church came out of her prayer groups on Monday night. Well, this young Baptist preacher, someone brought him there for her to pray for him. He said, "My grandfather died of heart trouble. My daddy died of heart trouble, and I got a bad heart now." She said, "Tell me the truth about that." Now, he's telling me this story. She said, he said, "Lady, I just told you the truth. My granddaddy died of heart trouble. My daddy died of heart trouble, and I got a bad heart now." She said, "I told you," can't you just see her doing this, Billy? "I told you to tell me the truth about that." He said, "Lady, I told you the truth about it." And he told me, he said, "Kenneth, she boxed my ears." He said, "She slapped me on both sides of my head and said, 53:4-5 is the, boom, the truth about that." "Oh," he said, "she saw death on him. And she saw that he was about to die. And she didn't have time to, she didn't have time to talk to him. She didn't have time to mess around with him. She had to break through what he'd been told all of his life, that the Hester men die of bad hearts." Well, I walked into a motorcycle shop, and he was sitting on a stool there in that shop. And he was on the phone, and he saw me and said, "Come in, let me sit." He hung up. He said, "Kenneth, today is my 60th birthday." And he said, "I just took a physical." And he said, "That was my doctor giving me the results of the physical." He said, "I got the heart of a 16-year-old kid." Glory to God. Amen. And I had the very distinct privilege and honor just a few months ago to be part of his homegoing service. Glory to God. And what? Anybody tell me how old Jimmy Hester was when he went home to be with the Lord? 86, yeah, I knew he was in the 80s. 86. And he was supposed to be dead by the time he's 55. But Mama slapped him. I've been on the other end of that a time or two myself. Boy, she hit him. I mean, she got through to him. Made him mad and made him glad all at the same time. Well, see, he was in the habit of saying this. He'd been saying it. His mother had been saying it to him. And he'd been saying it, Oh, you know, all us Hester men die young with heart trouble. And yeah, you know, that's what we do. It's in our family. We all die. You can talk yourself to death. Most people do. One way or the other. But when Mother really broke through that, and suddenly he saw what that spirit had been doing to him, and he saw what was happening, he turned it around. And he began to quote Isaiah 53. Amen. Amen. Oh, yeah. Surely, surely he has borne my griefs and my sorrows and my sicknesses and my pains. We did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, but he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities, and by his stripes we are healed. He started saying that, and it turned it around. It turned it around. What's he doing? He's speaking God's words. Now, go with me to the third chapter of the book of Hebrews, please. Hebrews chapter 3. And I want you to notice now, wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession or our confession, exactly the same word, Christ Jesus. Now, the word apostle means the one God sent. The word Christ is the Greek translation of the Hebrew word Messiah, which means the anointed one. Amen. So now think about it. This is the calling of Jesus as a priest after the order of Melchizedek, and his part of his job, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the one whom God sent and anointed to be the high priest of our confession. What we say when we speak his word, put it in our heart, speak it with our mouth, Jesus Christ of Nazareth is the high priest of those words, and high priest comes from the word of administration. He is the administrator of heaven's kingdom. It is under Jesus' administration that you and I speak his words, and he has given us his word. When we speak his word by faith, he sees to it that it will come to pass, because he said it in Mark 11, 24. 23, he said, he believes in his heart what he says come to pass. He'll have whatsoever he says. And then he used it. Look at it again. Mark 11, 23. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith, words, shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore, I say it. Therefore, I say to you. He just set it in motion forever right there. For you and me. Amen. Therefore, I say. Go through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John sometime and watch Jesus use his words. Daughter, I say unto thee, arise. Used his words as tools of deliverance and power. Made a point of his words. And he said, I say unto you, whatsoever thing you desire when you pray. Now, this is our part. Believe that you receive them. Now, this is his part, and you will have them. I believe I receive. Now, how hard is that? I believe I receive. See, you can't feel faith. You may feel results of it or something, but you can't feel it. When you get into the Word of God like you are right now, it comes automatically. Your spirit will begin to produce it. And you may not even be able to tell it, but it's coming. There's no such thing as faith it won't come. No, it'll come. The moment you said, I believe that's the truth, your faith just worked. It can't help it. It has to. When you made that decision with your mind that that is the Word of God and Jesus said that and I believe it, the minute you said, I believe it, your faith worked. Yes. That's how you got born again. That's how you got saved. Amen. And it worked.
Ever wondered what it would be like to have Kenneth or Gloria Copeland's study notes? Now you can. For this week's broadcasts, you can download your own copy of what they're teaching. Follow along with the key teaching points, scriptures, prayers, and even interactive questions to help you go further in your study of the Word. Download your free, easy-to-use outlines for the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast now at kcm.org/notes. We're here for you.
What does it take to hit a target with precision? You need the right equipment, instruction, and discipline. Your words are important. They have impact, point you in a certain direction, and determine your future. God's Word promises you a blessed life. Choosing to agree with His promises plays a critical part in accomplishing His plan for your life. Put God's Word to work with Kenneth Copeland's teaching series, Watch Your Words, Guard Your Heart, Get Results. God's Word is a living Word. Speaking it in faith changes you and the circumstances around you. As you listen to this teaching, begin to speak God's Word out loud so you can hear it. His words, applied daily, make small goals and lifetime dreams become reality. No matter where you are in life, you can make powerful changes that will transform your future. Start today and target your words for His results. Be empowered to live blessed in every way. Request your free copy of Watch Your Words, Guard Your Heart, Get Results by Kenneth Copeland on MP3 disc or download from our website. Discover God's Word as your source for an abundant life. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Ask for Watch Your Words, Guard Your Heart, Get Results. Yours free from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Offer good for 60 days.
If you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, don't wait. Do it today. It's so simple. Just pray this prayer with me. Say, Father, thank you for sending Jesus to die on the cross for me. I receive all that you've given me in your word. life, health, freedom from debt, healing, freedom in my family, freedom in my mind. Lord, I receive those things as I receive Jesus into my heart. Jesus, come in, take my life, and do something with it. Fill me with your Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus, and heal my body and set my whole life ablaze for you in Jesus' name. I just had to throw that in because that's what he does. You're born again now. Faith is working in you right now, or you couldn't have prayed that prayer. That was what my dad was talking about today. Now you speak God's word by faith, and he will see to it that it comes to pass. Mark 11:24 says that. It's a promise. And I know you want to know more about what you've been promised. I talked about some of that when you prayed. We have a free salvation package to send to you. It's a book called He Did It All For You, plus two brochures on how to study your Bible. It's easy to request your free salvation package today. Just go to kcm.org. Every day seek Jesus. Stay in his presence, and you will begin growing up spiritually. Your life will begin changing. Your thoughts will begin changing. Things will become new because you've got Jesus as a partner. We'll see you again tomorrow. This is Kelly Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Learn more about beginning your new life in Christ Jesus. Request your free salvation package today at kcm.org/salvation. Jesus did it all for you. Allow God to manifest himself. Receive his love and live the abundant life God provided. For additional free teaching and information on salvation, go to kcm.org/salvation. Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. November 9th through 11th, the Copelands invite you to the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. And in 2018, April 5th through 7th, the Copelands welcome you to the Branson Victory Campaign at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. May 31st through June 2nd, join Kenneth Copeland Ministries at the Sacramento Victory Campaign at the Convention Center in Sacramento, California. For more information, go to kcm.org/events.
A group of people you can rely on.
Community is partnership.
Community is unity and trust.
A place to find friends.
A place to build relationships.
Community is developing together.